This shows the differences between a primary immune response and a secondary immune response. It's noteworthy that the primary antibody response is mediated by specific naive B cells, whereas the secondary antibody response is mediated by memory B cells. By considering the differences between these two types of cells, it'll be easier to derive the differences in their response to antigens. Naive B cells express surface B cell receptors of the IgM and IgD classes, which display the same antigen-binding specificity. It takes a large dose of antigens to activate the naive B cells due to the low affinity displayed by their BCR. Additionally, the interaction between naive B cells and naive T cells need to be established. Therefore, it takes around 1 week before the production of antibody of the IgM class by effector B cells or plasma cells. Some activated B cells develop into long-lived memory B cells, which express BCR of the IgG class. Central MCD4 T cells, also called TF cells, and memory effector T cells are also developed during the primary response. Upon reinfection and encounter with the same antigens, memory B cells are activated much more rapidly and strongly to lower concentrations of the antigens. With the availability of MCD4 T cells, the time for the activation of both MB cells and MCD4 cells is shortened. Rapid activation of these cells, followed by rapid proliferation and differentiation into effector B and effector T cells, results in a massive production of antibody of the IgG class, which binds the antigen with higher affinity than the IgM produced in the primary antibody response. It's this robust secondary response to antigens that prevents a secondary infection to the same pathogens. This process is called memory in response or anamnestic response.